This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Lawmakers begin a special session at the state capitol today. They're trying to cut property tax rates enough to appease some powerful business and conservative groups. If they succeed, those groups have agreed to drop two ballot initiatives they're running. Those initiatives would make it much deeper cuts to property taxes. A plan from the legislature could cut residential and other property tax rates and include some new caps on how fast property taxes can grow. Jury selection starts today in the trial of the 25-year-old accused in the shooting at a Boulder grocery store in 2021. The defendant has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, and whether a jury believes that will determine the rest of his life. CPR's Allison Sherry.
His life in the state hospital as a patient would be dramatically different than his life in prison as an offender. And that's what's at stake in this trial.
CPR's Allison Sherry is following the case, and we'll check in with her again in just a few minutes. Colorado's Republican Party has two different people claiming to be party chair. That's after a meeting Saturday where members meant to vote out controversial party leader Dave Williams. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Williams' critics say he's driven the party to the brink by attacking fellow Republicans and pushing anti-LGBTQ messaging. They voted overwhelmingly to remove him and put former party official Eli Bremer in his place. On Saturday, Bremer promised to have an interim office up and running immediately.
We'll have the phones answered first thing Monday morning. Welcome to the Colorado Republican Party. We're here to help you.
However, Williams and his allies have dismissed the Saturday meeting as illegal and fraudulent, suggesting it may be up to the Republican National Committee or the courts to sort out this leadership fight. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Wells Fargo is cutting 70 jobs in the Denver Tech Center. Some employees will be able to relocate or find other roles in the company. It's the company's second round of layoffs this summer. Wells Fargo eliminated 80 jobs in downtown Denver in June. Around Denver today, a high near 90 and a chance for thunderstorms. This is CPR News.